Now I Am Seeing by Carolina Zappal. 1. Hanged or hung. The past tense of hang hurts my teeth. It bothers me that I do not know which is the correct word. I ask my husband, but do not look it up. Which word did I say after I stormed through campus, slapped my ID 5 times against the card reader, my hand a mixer blade, and pointed an important person into his office? Which word resounded in my head as I sat on his blue couch and tried to raise breath through the cold stone stairwells of my body? I had never breathed so hard and fast in front of a man who had not seen my bra nor manipulated my sleep. Which word did he utter on the phone to another important person still in the meeting where the student's name had gotten picked off a shelf and opened? Which word walks us back to the building just as more important people are beginning to arrive? A young female officer is pulling a bag out of the back of a cruiser. Which word has she heard? Someone asks me, "How are you doing?" And I say, "Okay," because saying anything is confusing. "I want to kneel on flowers" would have been the same answer. Someone tells me, "Take a seat because you are going to need it," and I panic, "Why?" Which word do I cry to my husband when I excuse myself and break down in my apartment, which is folded into the back of the residence hall? Which word does he hear when he asks if he should come home? Hung up. Yes, home to where it happened. "Both," my husband says, and I lose touch between oceans. Someone asks the female officer, "Are you alone?" This is not the place to be alone, and it could not possibly be true. I was alone. The university has tricks dripping down its sleeve. 2. At 1:34 on a Thursday afternoon in December, an important person said, "Go check on the student," and my whole being, made of duty, said yes. I grabbed the master keys and climbed the stairs, said hello to an RA, exchanged pleasantries. Oh, the innocence trying. We are not yet at the part of the story that ingrains itself in my memory and plays on repeat. The part where I lie down on wet sand and bear wave after wave getting nowhere. Like Sisyphus, except the boulder is rolling itself up the hill, and I am forced to witness it and suffer its pain. Now I am knocking on the door and knocking again. Now I am keying in and announcing myself, aware of the gut in my voice that may be disturbing to someone studying. Now I am walking in and seeing nothing but an unmade bed, shut blinds, though I'm smelling something alarming. Yellow, like garlic softening. Now I'm switching on the lights to make sure I have not missed anyone sleeping. Now I am turning. Now I am witnessing. Now shuddering. Now afraid. Now no longer remembering how to open a door that has shut behind me. Now I'm on the other side. What does that mean? Now I am locking the door, and now I am running.